I'm in the Nooit Langer Dijk in Delft at the Kunstkop Gallery, and I'm with its owner, Rennie Jacob. And Rennie is not only the owner, but he paints all the pictures as well. And they are pictures which are hard to define. How would you define them?
That is a question I get a lot also. What kind of stream, what kind of paintings do you make? And I think tragic realism is probably the best term to describe them.
Because what they do have in common is one way or another, they're all humorous. They're all funny.
Most of them are humorous.
Right.
Yeah.
Some of them are funny, like jokes.
Yeah.
Others have a message. There's a lot of environmental comment here.
The better ones always have a deeper layer, which is most of the time tell something about our society. It's a critique as well sometimes.
And I notice you have some recurring themes, one of which is the king. Are you anti-establishment? Are they satirical or are they...
Nay. I love our king, but what I find very interesting with the king is that he's a normal person like you and me, and just out of a strange leap of faith, he became the king. He, of all people, that's him. He's a human being just like us.
Yeah. So, your subject matter, I mean, looking around, I mean, you do a lot of stuff. I mean, I forget what this painting is called.
It is the Streets of Vermeer, the Little Street of Vermeer.
The Little Street, yeah. And you've done other ones where you've got a sort of typical Dutch rural scene into which you've painted a McDonald's sign.
And
this one is a brothel. You've turned that house into a brothel.
It became a red light district.
A red light district.
I'm very much interested in decay, and especially a sort of decline in beauty. And I use the paintings of Vermeer many times to paint our current times in it. We're looking at the view on Delft.
That's the Vermeer's the little yellow wall or something.
Yeah.
Which has become totally industrialized. You've got a jumbo jet flying over, going to land. You've got skyscrapers in the background. So these are all social comments.
It certainly is. It's also, this particular painting is a sort of evolving work, because every time when there's sort of a new threat that threatens our society, I add it to the painting. I'm going to add in the water now a large amount of plastic soup. And by putting all these threats together in the same time, it becomes a little bit ridiculous as well. It shows that, fear is taking a bit of is making a fool out of us.
There are a lot of ones of the king, and I noticed there's one there with the king riding on a little donkey, a little pony, as a child, and there's another one of the king there, as a child, riding a tricycle. Do you ever get any into trouble for any of those?
Yeah, one time I made a painting of his mother, Beatrix, and Willem-Alexander. When I came to the gallery in the morning, somebody had painted a large white cross over my window. And when I looked at it closely, it was made out of white sugar, so I could easily remove it. It was a hooligan, but a decent hooligan. So that I thought that was quite interesting, but some people are really offended by my work
I can imagine.
I really don't want to be controversial, but I think in the end I am.
So you want to amuse people, not offend them?
Yeah, certainly. I want to make them think again about what all they think is the truth. Or I like to have another look at clichés.
I mean, some of these pictures are completely original. You painted all of them.
Yeah,
but sometimes I think you actually go around the flea markets and you buy old paintings and paint.
That's all these paintings, indeed. Yeah. These paintings, all of them, they're all paintings that I bought on auctions and flea markets and in other galleries. And I paint our times on top of them.
So this one is quite small. It's a typical sort of Dutch seascape.
Yeah.
With a rough sea and a couple of sailing boats. But in the distance, there's an enormous container ship.
Yeah.
And it's the juxtaposition of the old and the new. And there's another one next to that, which is again is a typical little Dutch rural scene with a little cottage by a canal and a little boat. But the background is completely dominated by an industrial scene, factories and chimneys and smoke. I mean, it's important to you, is it, to make this difference or define the contrast between the old and the new? Or do you see it as the country being destroyed at all?
Nay, not only. I am sort of torn apart a little bit by it, because I live in Rotterdam and I take the bike like today to Delft a lot, and you see this beautiful landscape between these towns are being destroyed by what they would call progress. On the other hand, I am from Rotterdam, and that's a very industrial town as well. And most industrial scenes, I find them beautiful as well. These factories here, I love them. I go once every 3 months, a week to Pernis to paint there among all these factories, and I love it there. I love the smell, I love the smoke, I love the signs, I love the lights. I find it the most romantic place in Holland. Yeah.
So you should do it perhaps the other way around, find some paintings of industrial landscape. Paint a little Dutch cottage.
That will be the next René Jacobs in 200 years will change industrial zones.
Another thing you do is there are a lot of pictures which are based on the girl with a pearl earring.
Certainly, yeah.
Which is obviously, she's obviously a local hero.
Yeah.
And there are lots of variations. There's a little one here that, she's drinking a great big Bavarian glass of beer. And there's another one with her wearing a gas mask.
Yeah, I love to work with old classical masterpieces because you're already leaning on shoulders much bigger than yours. The composition of the girl with the pearl earring is just phenomenal. And by turning it into another work of art, this composition remains more or less intact, and you still have this speed and this nice combination of colors in it. And I also like to, it's an icon, and like this one, the girl with the gas mask, if you give her a gas mask, it becomes almost a street art version of the girl with the pearl earring, but nevertheless you can immediately recognize it's the girl with the pearl earring, and I find that fascinating.
And there's another one there of the Mona Lisa, but not a very beautiful Mona Lisa.
No.
She's got, I think, braces on her teeth, and in fact, they're rather ugly.
I must admit that I find the original, I'm not too fond of it either, so I'm making a bit of a joke of the original as well. But there's been a lot of debate about the secret behind the mysterious smile of the Mona Lisa. Some people said that Leonardo was in love with this model, and some people said it was his mum or Leonardo
himself. So it could almost be the same story as the girl with the pearl earring, couldn't it?
No, this one is different because here I gave her braces.
No, I mean the original.
Yeah.
The relationship between the artist.
Sure.
And model.
Yeah.
It's very similar to the girl with the pearl earring.
I presume, because there's this interaction between painting and painter, obviously. But in here, the secret behind the mysterious smile of the Mona Lisa is that Mona Lisa had really bad teeth. And I've done the sort of the braces are made with real iron wire and molded lead to give the painting a bit of a bite. That's why it's sticking out and shining so much.
I just hadn't noticed that.
Yeah.
For radio, it's not a particularly good thing to discuss painting.
It's difficult.
Yeah. It's
but
always
on
difficult.
The other hand,
out of these, now you've got your ones which are almost pure jokey ones, like the house in the little street, which is a brothel, and you've got the girl with the pearl earring, which are very jokey, and some of them are very serious. Oh yes, there's a little porcelain statue there of Christ and Mary and Joseph. And Christ lying on a pillow, but you've repainted him as Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
That's just a pure joke, isn't it? I mean, there's nothing.
Nay, certainly not. Especially not that one.
So, what's the message behind that one?
That we worship a sort of hollow form of capitalism, and the most important symbol for that hollow capitalism for me is McDonald's, and in particular Ronald McDonald. Ronald McDonald and McDonald's and capitalism became the new religion. Ronald McDonald is the new Jesus, and that's what I would try to put in it. There's always a deeper layer in the good ones. There's always a deeper layer in
it. So for the loaves and fishes, it would be milkshakes and hamburgers.
He certainly multiplied.
Because that's not the only time, is it? You've got a painting, another one there of a little Dutch scene, a little rural scene with a big McDonald's sign.
I'm a father of two kids of 12 years old, so I have a personal battle against McDonald's as well to fight. And I must say they have come to an age also where they start to appreciate a bit better food.
I mean, are you on a campaign against anything? Do you are campaigning
now,
against
if I am campaigning, it's very much in vain, that is for sure, because I don't think that art can change the world at all, but I've noticed that when I seek deep inside for something that is troubling me or keeping me busy, and I put those thoughts and feelings into paintings, that they really become better. In the best paintings I've made, there is a deeper message in it than just the funny picture or the...
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously there is, in most of these things, there is a message or at least an opinion or a point of view. But some of them are more obviously political, especially the industrial invasion.
I think it's got something to do as well with the fact that I'm an autodidact. I think most artists have had some kind of education, and they teach you to dig deep down inside in what you feel and the process inside your head. And I don't care about too much about that. I look outside what's happening, and that's my main source of inspiration. The world around me and the way I see the world after that. But the world, it starts with what I see.
But is the actual act of painting important, or could you do just as well doing photo montage or making pictures on Photoshop? I mean, is the actual process of painting important?
Yeah, in the end it is. In the end it is, because with the good paintings you translate a bit of that feeling into paint. But paint is always a fight and a trouble, and an oil paint is never easy. And it's never really.
But it's always it's always very satisfying though when something works.
In the end it is, yeah.
But it can only be hard work.
Yeah, it's hard work, certainly. Yeah.
Okay, I think that will do. That was René Jacob of the Kunstkop Gallery in the Neue Lange Dijk in Delft.